Hey everyone, and welcome back to your exclusive weekly patron cast. This time it's season 4, it's episode 27, and I only want to talk about one thing, which I will sum up as what's happening to NixOS, plus it's virtually impossible to regulate a community from scratch in today's world. So, plenty of people on Saturday's news video pointed out that I missed what happened to NixOS. Some people even sent me messages on Patreon as well, asking me if I was going to cover the problem. I will freely admit, when I recorded the Linux News audio podcast on Friday and the Daily News Show, I had seen nothing about NixOS. On Saturday morning, when I checked for what I could have missed before recording the video, I also saw nothing in my RSS feeds about NixOS, so I just didn't know what people were talking about. Once I noticed people started mentioning it in the comments, I looked it up online, and I just could not find any reliable, argumented, or official NixOS-related source covering the thing. The only thing that was reliably shared was from Brian Lunduke, which, in my opinion, is not the most reliable source. His coverage of plenty of issues in the open source and Linux worlds is very inflammatory. It is very, very biased politically, and it generally only covers one side of the issue, and it's generally not the side I would agree with. Basically, what I can sum up is this guy completely fell down the usual far-right rabbit hole. He always stands against anything that might be inclusive, progressive, or generally every time there's someone who mentions, hey, a woman is in charge, or a trans person is in charge, he goes off the rails and starts criticizing things. So his coverage is generally always extremely biased. I'm not saying mine isn't, because I do have my own opinions, and my coverage of plenty of things is also biased. Everyone is biased, but his is insanely noticeable in the way it's written. Apart from what he has written or recorded, I couldn't find any reliable information source yesterday, or on Sunday when I wrote this podcast, or even today on Monday when I'm recording it. So I will try to piece together what I have found about what's happening to the NixOS community. It might be wrong, it might be misunderstood, and I will try to not take any side in this thing because I just do not have enough information to even make my own informed opinion about this. And after that, I will talk about generally trying to govern an open source community and how projects who already had codes of conduct and guidelines are way less affected by the current giant divide that we're seeing in the world and that is also bleeding into open source projects. So, for NixOS, basically, it looks like there has been a takeover of NixOS as an entity and a project. The old governance and people who have been on the board have been ousted or have left on their own. I'm not sure if they've been pushed to leave or if they just decided to leave on their own, and the community is completely reorganizing. So, the founder of NixOS had already stepped down from their role, which was basically the usual benevolent, self-appointed dictator, whatever people are calling this. There were concerns about the organization sponsoring various conventions, the military complex funding the project, things like that. Other issues arose. He made choices that parts of the community didn't seem to agree with, and he was pushed to step down by a lot of pressure from the community. The board thus started trying to reorganize NixOS as an entity and community. They said they basically failed at organizing a healthy, well-regulated community, and so they said, okay, we fucked up, basically. We're gonna try and have a conversation around how we can make sure that our community is run well, our project is run well, and people can contribute safely. This discussion didn't really go well. Minorities in the community just did not like they were considered or listened to. They didn't feel they were safe. There was the usual free speech versus this is hate speech debate that we see in virtually every project nowadays. A code of conduct was obviously proposed because this is the only step you can take to try to regulate how people interact with each other. And as always, these days, when you offer to implement a code of conduct in a project, you have plenty of people who disagree with that, who don't want that. You will always have that debate between, it's a software project, we shouldn't care about how we talk to each other, and we also have the other opinion of, hey, let's let people self-regulate, and you have self-regulation never works if you don't have rules around this. Basically, it's a giant mess. It's always happening in any project trying to implement a code of conduct today. Some people really want it, some people really don't want it. And this discussion just didn't go anywhere. This led to maintainers and contributors departing from the community. And this was where I thought things had stopped. I thought we would see a fork. I thought we would see the community splitting in two. The people who disagreed with the direction NixOS was going towards would just create something else, and things would settle down and resume as normal. Let's be honest, this is the standard these days. People have been pushed to their limits in terms of what they will tolerate, because the entire world is being polarized in this way in real life, and this tends to spill over to everything, including software projects. But now, it looks like members of the NixOS board have just resigned one by one. It's completely empty. There's just, as far as I know, one member left out of the five initial members. And the coverage of how this happened is completely biased on one side or the other. I have seen nothing balanced on this issue, so I have zero idea of what to make of it. What I gathered is the following. Members of the community were fed up of feeling like this code of conduct discussion just didn't go anywhere. They felt they were still being harassed in the Knicks community. They couldn't contribute safely. There was pushback against them. And so the community started reorganizing to lay out clear policies. During these discussions, it was then proposed that a seat in the NixOS board would be reserved for a specific minority, the minority who felt was completely ignored, to try and solve that inclusivity problem. Other contributors just did not like this idea and pushed back, and these contributors just ended up leaving or have been pushed out of the community. I cannot find any reliable source of information on how this exactly happened. If you read the Lunduke side of things, it's his usual rhetoric. I can only sum it up as woke leftist trans people that I'm going to voluntarily misgender have called everyone Nazis and have stolen a project from the hardworking people who created it. And if I read the opposing viewpoint, it's trans people contributed a fuck ton of work to Nix. They were still being harassed, misgendered, and underrepresented, and they just didn't want to tolerate that anymore. I cannot find any middle ground between those two. Now, I literally always disagree with Lunduke on every single piece of coverage he makes of every single open source project. So, personally, my gut tells me that he's not to be believed, but that's not a healthy, reasoned reaction. I just don't have any balanced sources. I generally completely despise every single one of Lunduke's viewpoints, so I tend to immediately take the opposing side to his, but that's my gut reaction. Now, the initial issues that led to NixOS's creator stepping back are very well documented. There's been an open letter signed by a lot of NixOS contributors with very clear links and facts and documentation about this irresponsible behavior from NixOS's leadership, the power vacuum in NixOS's leadership that make things tricky. Moderation was virtually never enforced or done in a coherent manner. The resolution of interpersonal conflicts that inevitably will arise in any form of collaborative project, this was just mishandled or not handled at all. There were no structures in place, or the structures just didn't work. The people supposed to do this job didn't do it. All of that is very well documented. You can draw other conclusions than what the open letter did from these incidents that are well documented, but at least the root causes are here and documented. For the recent board members departing and the coverage that's been made of it, I simply cannot find any official conversations from NixOS. The conversations leading to this aren't apparently public. They're just opinions of people posted on Twitter saying, hey, I'm leaving the NixOS board because so-and-so. And some people saying, yeah, this guy left because he was a Nazi or whatever else. There is no public conversation that has been published, or at least none that I could find, even in the forums. So instead, I will wait for this thing to blow over. I will wait for some real hard facts, some traceable data to emerge if it at some point emerges. In the meantime, what I want to talk about is what is happening a lot in the open source community, which is people want to contribute code, documentation, and generally contribute their time to a project. And in some cases, they can't, or they feel like they can't, because the community isn't run how they wanted it to be run. For people to contribute, there needs to be mutual respect, because your contributions will be discussed with other people. These other people might have different opinions on the features that you proposed, on the way that you implemented them, on the way the documentation is written, on the direction to go towards for a project. It is a community project. You might have one single leader deciding everything at the end, but for a sizable project, you cannot have one person moderating every single conversation, and if you want a healthy project, you need to have a community around it. If it's a community, it's people-driven, and people interacting with each other always leads to disagreements. It's normal. It has always happened. It feels like in the past, most of these disagreements were on a technical basis. It was, no, we don't want this feature in our project, or no, we don't want to fix this bug this way. This is not the right way to fix it in our opinion. No, this is not a priority. We don't want to deal with that. Or no, we don't want to run this event in this specific way. It was generally more a technical thing. And this didn't always go well either. You had heated arguments and controversies as well. Linus Torvalds, for example, was well known for being extremely hard to deal with. He was very critical, really insulting to some contributors, really demeaning to the work of some contributors who just spent their free time trying to fix something, and they just got demolished on the Linux kernel mailing list, being named specifically and insulted, to the point where Torvalds decided at some point to take a break from maintaining the kernel because it was having an adverse effect on the community and on the Linux project and its adoption as a whole. He had some kind of anger management seminar or something, so he would not be so insulting to people. And while he can still be snarky, he's really way less demeaning than he was before. Other projects had the same issues, and we still see these disagreements today. You will see people proposing features to GNOME, for example, and GNOME doesn't want to implement those features because the governance of the project doesn't want to push GNOME to this specific direction, or they don't like the technology that is proposed to make this happen. It is normal, it is inevitable. You might like a project as a whole, as a contributor or a user, but you could also really wish they would add something in particular or turn towards this technology, and the project just doesn't want to. This will lead to discussions that can be heated. But the current world is not only polarized on the technology, it's also polarized on everything else in real life, and it is unavoidable that these tensions will at some point reach any other community. I'm in the Warhammer community. This is a place where people glue and paint plastic toys to play with each other. This is an insanely expensive hobby where generally people in their 30s to 50s play with plastic figurines. And there's this controversy here as well. The lore writers for the game wrote a female character in a faction that never historically had been mentioned as having a female character, and some people lost their shit about it and said this was woke leftist propaganda or something in a game about plastic toys. You will find people thinking politics has invaded everything because a decision doesn't gel with the idea that they had in mind. You have this in video games as well. If you can see this kind of split in video games, in various hobbies, you will see it in software development and in open source projects. And so that's what we're seeing. Personal politics, personal opinions are no longer opinions for a lot of people. They became beliefs, ingrained beliefs. And most people can easily manage to get their opinions under wraps when they still think it's an opinion. if I personally think, I don't know, sauerkraut is disgusting. I'm sorry, my German friends. If I lived in Champagne, which is a region of France where we eat a lot of it. I do not really think sauerkraut is disgusting. I'm just taking this example at random. If I hold the opinion that sauerkraut is disgusting, I will very likely not get into an almost virtual fist fight with someone saying it is delicious. I know it is an opinion. It is my own opinion. I can silence it because it's okay. But if I start holding the belief that sauerkraut is disgusting and thus evil, this is a strongly ingrained belief. And so anyone who's going to talk about sauerkraut in a way that is favorable will just trigger me to no end and I will lose my shit. This is what's happening to most people nowadays. Every single issue has become a belief, not an opinion. And in a lot of projects, this is handled really simply. You have a set of guidelines and principles that you're not allowed to cross, or you get sanctioned. If you cross this line when discussing with someone else in the community, someone reminds you to stop acting like this, or you're outright banned if you've repeated this offense multiple times. You might disagree with these guidelines, but at least they are clearly laid out. A lot of projects have these guidelines. But also, a lot of projects never put some kind of guideline in place because either they weren't expecting that this rise of beliefs instead of opinions would happen, or because they thought they didn't need it. They thought, we're a software project, we're immune to this stuff, and we don't need these guidelines. Things will self-regulate. This is why you're seeing all these discussions about codes of conduct. Projects that never had these guidelines are now facing members of the community asking for them. Because in today's world, let's be honest, they are needed. Because conversations will no longer be civil in a lot of cases because people hold beliefs instead of opinions and have become unable to silence these beliefs in projects and in general conversations. The problem is no one can agree on which guidelines are the right ones for a project. Some people feel certain things go too far. Some people think they don't go far enough. If you had clear guidelines before, chances are they will be considered enough. And if they're not, it's easier to get people to agree to a new boundary to not cross in your conversations in the community. If you didn't have any clear guidelines, apart from, hey, just don't be an asshole, this is very person-dependent. It's insanely hard to then get a large community to agree on what the guidelines should actually be. For example, if I start my own Linux distro right now, with no contributors but myself, zero community, I can write any code of conduct I want. The people who agree with it and who like the project will join the community. The people who don't agree with it won't join. They will say, oh, this project is biased or political, or I don't like it, but so I'm not going to contribute with it. That's it. End of the discussion. My community will grow organically with these people who agree with my current code of conduct. It might get revised at some point in the future, but chances are it will move in a specific direction because the changes will be imposed by the current community who generally already agreed on the set of guidelines who existed. My community will be pretty uniform and will have the same kind of ideas on how to interact with each other. On the other hand, if I started this same distro 20 years ago without a code of conduct, because at the time I didn't feel it was needed. Now, my community is really diverse, but also, like everyone else in the world, a lot of people in my community now hold strong beliefs instead of opinions, and these beliefs are starting to create irreconcilable disputes and discussions. No code of conduct I'm writing right now after 20 years will ever satisfy the entire community. It is impossible. Whatever I decide to land on today will be felt as oppressive by a part of the community. People will think it's too permissive and it doesn't create a safe space. Other people will think it's restricting their free speech and they shouldn't have to worry about this. It will never satisfy the entire community. And the don't be an asshole guideline is not enough anymore because people have very different ideas on what constitutes being an asshole. And this is exactly what is happening to NixOS right now. They apparently really did not have a clear policy on how to handle moderation and how to solve disputes. Or if they had one, it was clearly not enforced in a consistent and just understandable manner. Parts of the community got tired of these things not being resolved because no one seemed to know how to solve them clearly, so they organized and pushed for a set of guidelines. Inevitably, people being polarized today, these guidelines just could not be agreed upon by the entire community, and so the community is imploding and people are leaving. The end result will likely be the current NixOS community reorganizing around these new guidelines. People who disagree with them will leave and or fork the project, and things will settle down with two different communities that are inevitably going to be fighting each other at some point in any conversation, but at least the projects will just run and people will be able to pick the one they agree most with. This is, in my opinion, a direct consequence of the way the world has been made to run right now. People just cannot agree to disagree anymore. At least a lot of people can't. You have to take a side, or you're considered to be on the other side anyway, no matter the issue. The issue can be technical, it can be financial, it can be religious, it can be between different generations, it can be on a specific coding language, programming language, it can be on gender, on politics, whatever, anything. You have to pick a side, or for some people, you're automatically the enemy. And so projects who had already organized to have a clear set of guidelines, these projects are really well equipped to deal with this rise of beliefs versus opinions. GNOME, KDE, Mint, the Linux kernel, plenty of others, they can have disputes, and they do. They can have problems, and they do. And they can have people leaving the community because they disagree on how it is run. But the guidelines are here, they're clear, and they're enforced, and they've been here for a while. Meaning, when you enter this community, you already know how it's going to be run. If you don't agree with this, you just don't join the community. That's it. Other projects did not prepare for this eventuality and thus are seeing problems and controversies. Stuff like Hyperland, stuff like NixOS, plenty of others are seeing some turmoil because things need to be put in place, whatever the end result. The end decision can be, we don't want a code of conduct, anything goes, anyone is free to say anything they want. And some people will just feel they are not safe to be in this community and they will leave. Or the end result can be, this is the code of conduct, it will be enforced, this is in effect, deal with it. And some other people will leave because they feel they are being silenced or that their free speech is being infringed upon or whatever else. My own take on this is that you need guidelines to run a community. You cannot arbitrarily decide that something goes too far without having explicit, clear lines that people cannot be allowed to cross when they interact with others. If you decide on this moderation and this approach on a case-by-case basis, different moderators will have different guidelines and things will be completely illegible for anyone willing to join and anyone discussing any topic. The guidelines, in my opinion, should resolve around, is this conversation civil? And if not, who is the one making it not civil? If someone is being openly hostile to someone else for no real reason, or if they're arguing against a change that realistically will not hurt anyone, their behavior needs to be sanctioned. That's it. As per technical discussions on whether code should be accepted in a project or not, whether a contribution should be merged or not, this is up to the ruling instances of a project. Plenty of projects have committees or project leads or leads for specific segments of the project, and these leads have the final say on which code is accepted or not. The person making the contribution shouldn't be any concern on whether this code is accepted unless the behavior of this person contravenes any of the guidelines, which generally should just be, is this person being hostile to anyone? Yes, no. If no, then judge the code on its merits. If yes, then maybe remind this person that no matter how good their code is, their behavior is not to be tolerated in the community. That's it. As for people who think open source projects should only be about code, you see that all the time. People saying, hey, it's code, it's software, it should only be about the code. If you write good code, then anything goes. If you're a good contributor, then you're free to say anything. You are wrong. Plain and simple. If that's your opinion, this is a wrong opinion. Open source is not just about code. It is about the code base, yes, and that's a major part, but it's also about the documentation of the project, how it's written, how accessible it is. Can a disabled person read it? Can someone from another country read it because it's translated in their language or not? It's the forums around this. Can you discuss openly your issues? Can you talk about your problems with the project? Can you offer suggestions? How are these going to be received? The way the project is funded. Is it crowdfunded? Are there companies? Do we agree on which companies should be allowed to contribute or not? The way the code itself has to be written is also up to debate. Do you want tabs or do you want spaces? What's your guidelines on how you write a function? Which languages are accepted in the project? The entire open source project is not just the code base. It's never just been the code base. And someone writing code has never been given a pass on any project just because they wrote good code. That's not happened in any major well-run project for a long time. An open source project is its entire community. It's the people making the project run, packaging it, helping distributing it, promoting it online, or promoting it to various companies that might want to fund it or contribute it to it or use it. It's never just been code. And so there have to be guidelines around all the conversations that happened around that code or not even related to that code. Where these guidelines lay and what they are is the matter of the debate. And as we've seen with NixOS, placing some guidelines on a 20-year-old community in today's heavily politically charged climate is obviously never going to be a smooth transition, and people will invariably leave. But this will happen to every single major project with a community. Whether you decide to go with a code of conduct or without one, picking no code of conduct is exactly like picking a code of conduct. Some people will not like what's written or not written and will leave your community after trying to make it change and being denied. That's it. This will happen. It is normal. So we're seeing that in NixOS. We'll see that in a lot of other projects that might not already have implemented this. Projects who already have codes of conduct had the chance of implementing them in a climate where people were generally more tolerant of each other and held opinions and less, well, more opinions and less beliefs. And so obviously this went better at the time, and now the community organized around this code of conduct, meaning you will not get that kind of controversy, or at least it will be far less dramatic than what's happening with NixOS. Any project that didn't take that step will have to make a very clear choice, and this will create chaos on every single project that has to make that decision. That's just how things are happening today. So this has been my sort of recap of what's happened. If you have better information than what I could find, do not hesitate to reach out a direct message on Patreon or send me an email. My email address is on the YouTube channel. Or tell me what you think. Give me good links. If you have good, solid links that you feel are unbiased or might represent things well, if you have evidence of various conversations that will explain why people felt a certain way, share them with me. And obviously, your opinions, not beliefs, your opinions on this topic are welcome because, well, this is a nice community and we're talking about things in a civil manner here. So I guess we can discuss things, let's say politely, generally in the Patreon and YouTube member comments. So at any rate, thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed this tentative recap of what happened and my opinions on the general code of conduct thing. And I guess you will hear me in the next Patreon cast next week. Bye.